Proclamation number 8391 of 23rd of January, 1963. Error to be corrected again and again. Every spiritually directed thought allows my working on and in you, and I can instruct you. I can increase the light in you. I can give you food and drink and thus draw you ever closer to my heart. For you must come close to me yourselves in order to be able to receive delicious gifts from my hands. And I still have much to offer you. There is still much error in the world which I would like to correct if I find open hearts which are willing to listen to me. For there truly could not be such a great spiritual low if people moved in truth, yet error confused their thinking and they are therefore completely unenlightened and therefore also live a completely wrong life. So much has been presented to people as truth and they unhesitatingly accepted knowledge which originated from my adversary whose only endeavor is to keep people in spiritual darkness. People's free will itself time and again gave them the opportunity to bring in true spiritual knowledge to them and to displace the pure truth. And if you humans only consider the one thing, into what absurd forms my legacy was forced, what garment was given to my pure gospel, which I myself founded on earth. If only you consider in what schematic functions people see and recognize their church, how everything has become a form which is supposed to earn people eternal bliss. And if you consider how little people themselves do to acquire an inner light in order to clearly and distinctly recognize what my will is and in what my church founded by me consists. For a long time they have been plodding along as followers in organizations and don't even think about whether this can bring them eternal bliss. And this indifference towards the most important thing, to fulfill the purpose of their earthly life, was brought about by my adversary, yet people themselves conceded this power to him, and it is difficult to light a light for them so that they could see a true picture of why they live on earth. Such a light has certainly been lit by me time and again, and I have never left people to their fate. Even though free will had shaped it this way. Yet time and again this same free will also rejected me myself, and people held on to the wrong spiritual knowledge. They did not take the opportunity to kindle a light for themselves, for the bond with me became ever weaker because they were unable to recognize me correctly in the many misguided teachings and the image they received of me was not suitable to awaken love for me in them. Yet they need only have asked themselves whether a God of love, wisdom and might would have erected such a structure which was presented to them as a beatifying church. Every clear mind, which would have examined in goodwill to do what is right before God, would also have recognized the nonsense. But people allowed themselves to be driven. Only rarely did a person reflect on himself and think self-willedly because he desired the truth. The majority, however, unhesitatingly accepted everything as truth, no matter how clearly the workings of the opposing power could be recognized. And the more time went on, the less people dared to doubt the truth of what was, after all, a structure of lies of the greatest magnitude. Otherwise the effect could not have been that almost no one possessed the living faith anymore, which comes to life through love. For love was certainly also taught but all other teachings were given priority, so that the building could hold up. But if love had been preached as a priority, this alone would have been enough for the light to ignite in people's hearts, which, however, would also have meant the downfall of a human work which is certainly presented as my work but which can never be my will and my work, which results from people's spiritual low level as it is in the present time, in the time before the end, is evident. Time and again I have explained what is to be understood by my church founded by myself. and people will also be found everywhere who belong to this church of mine. Yet precisely these are not recognized because they possess the clear realization through their love and faith. The emblem of my church. That all worldly works of construction, even if they believe to lead people to spiritual life, are not wanted by me. For they are far more likely to hold people back from spiritual life than to promote it. For lies and error cannot have a spiritually beneficial influence, rather they can only lead people away from the right faith and then also present me to people in a distorted way, which is the adversary's intention. If only people could free themselves from doctrines imposed on them which never originated from me, they would only take the direct path to me myself and sincerely request that I myself introduce them to all truth, that I help them to follow their earthly path in accordance with my will. I will truly not let any such request go unheeded and help everyone to the light who earnestly desires it. For every person should also consider that he bears responsibility for himself, that he cannot pass it on to those who have taught him wrongly, for I step into everyone's path and bring myself so close to him that he would be able to recognize me. For I only want people to pray to their God and Creator, to call upon him as Father and, like true children, to trustingly expect the Father's help. And truly, I will reveal myself to this child and it will be able to recognize me, for the light I will now kindle in it will shine so brightly that it will no longer be oppressed by darkness or doubt, and it will take the path which leads to me, home into the Father's house. Amen.